This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, May the 23rd. Let's see what happens a week from tomorrow at the end of the month, Jennifer. Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Anybody doing something special? The intelligence of the ladies here. This is on Chicago PD. The unit that's run by Hank Voigt is called the Intelligence Unit, where all of the focus is on the work that they do. We have the Intelligence Unit for the radio right here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, keep you up to date on what's going on. A little Trumpsterism as we move into the quickie department here. Three of his children and the president have not been able to block the access to records at a couple of banks. And so what comes out of all of this, though? Is it a big deal or not? Continue to waste a lot of our time and energy, frankly, with all of this. Especially, I think Jennifer was telling us earlier about the White House speaking engagements yesterday on the back lawn. The president's talking about his, well, it was kind of a meeting not of the minds in the Rose Garden, while the Democrats run out the front door to have their say. The president, in essence, if I understand Jennifer, the real nitty-gritty here is he told Pelosi and the others that were there that he'd be happy to talk about infrastructure once they stop ragging him. Right?
They had a meeting about impeaching him, and then right after the meeting, Nancy Pelosi accused him of being part of a cover-up, and so then when they went back, literally 15 minutes later, she's on her way to the White House with Chuck Schumer to work on infrastructure, and so Trump was pretty teed off about what she had said. It walked into the room and said, look, your investigations can go on, keep doing what you're doing, but if you really want to seriously work on something and get something done, we'll come back and see me when all of this stuff is put behind us. And I think I understand that. I mean, it's very hard to be told that you're committing treason, which is like punishable by death in this country, and then have to work on something so that Democrats can say that they've had one achievement in the time that they've been in charge of the House of Representatives. And so they need each other. Trump needs the Democrats to get things done legislatively, and the Democrats need Trump, but neither, if they're not going to work together, why even put on the face
charade.
That they are?
It's right. Charade. Yeah, it's a charade. All right, there were a number of storms. I think both of you, both Victoria and Jennifer, are talking about these storms that have continued to lash through the central part of the country, Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, Illinois. This is a dangerous time of year. Extreme weather conditions are prominent and prevalent. That's what happens when the cold air masses clash with the hot air masses. Cold air from the north, warm air from the south, boom. From April, May into June, these tornadoes can be violent, horrible, people dying. And it certainly does affect what's going on the family farm. No question about it. The family farms and all of our farms are going to be affected. What you pay for food this fall and next winter will be affected by this and other things as well. I have been focusing, as I often do, on the air here and in the podcast, which you can find called the American Family Farmer Show.com, focusing on the issues of the smaller farms and how there's an investigation going on right now and a bill before Congress that will stop the mergers of these huge agribusinesses. I thought perhaps you'd like to know how chickens and cows can save the planet. Would you like to know, ladies, how chickens and cows...
I thought they were destroying the planet. The cows are supposed to be bad, right?
That's what the crazies would have you believe, but the crazies, as often is the case with crazies, don't know what they're talking about. In fact, all of the discussion about cows and their role in the environment, that issue has become pretty controversial. Some people will tell you that methane from cows is a contributor to climate change. In fact, the real story is that livestock only emits 2% of the total methane drawn up into the atmosphere. But there are those who are arguing that we ought to stop all of this kind of agriculture, beef, dairy, growing chickens, that sort of thing, because they contribute to the problem of global warming. So I found somebody in Vermont who's written a book on the subject. The book is entitled Cows Save the Planet. And she writes, actually there are three books here. This woman grew up on a farm. She studied it. She kind of, like me, got involved in it when she observed what happened in poor soil conditions when cows and chickens poop on the land. I'm not sure how many people want close detail about this, but the reality is that the poop that comes out of cows and chickens, when you look at the land where, let's say, 24 hours after a cow pie is laid in a pasture, if you look at it, and very few of you, I'm sure, have done that, so take it from me, I have.
A cow pie? What is that?
A cow pie is the pile of poop that comes out of a cow when the pile
Why is it called
poops.
Pie?
I don't know. They call it cow pies. I don't know why they call it cow pies. I remember as a kid with the dried manure, we'd have, like, frisbees. We'd take the dried cow manure and throw it around like a frisbee.
You did not grow up in a normal way.
That's news to you?
No, but I'm just reiterating that in case anyone is new to the show.
Thanks, Victoria. It's very nice of you to notice that. Anyway, so the bottom line here, with looking at a pile of poop, whether it's cow poop, chicken poop, mostly those two, pig poop is also pretty good at this, the things that come, but the cows are best at it because cows have four stomachs. And in this is the kind of thing you can learn, by the way, at my farm. You can go to eastleafarm.com and see all this stuff. We're starting our teaching season this weekend. You can come to the farm and enjoy me teaching classes on poop. If you'd like to do that, I'm happy to have you come along. Anyway, looking at the pile of poop, you'll see a day or two after the poop lands on the ground that the grass around it, stretching out about a foot in all directions, is much greener than the other grass. And the reason for that is because of the microbial output of cows from their digestive package. The poop comes out and the microbes get into the soil and they aerate it and they feed it. You know, modern farming today, big mega farms, are killing the soil because all they do is put chemicals on them, and that may help to keep the weeds from growing. It may help to get the plant itself going, but it absorbs, it erodes the value of the nutrients in the soil. And the cows through their poop and the chickens through their poop are putting all of those resources back into the soil. So we have a much healthier planet because the dirt, the land is much more productive with the nitrogen and the microbes that come out of the animals. So everybody get that? That's my lesson. I'm going to teach that lesson on the farm this weekend. So I just thought I'd practice on you a little bit. Is it okay? Everybody got it? Your enthusiasm for that. All right. Well, listen, you'll
totally
be sorry.
Got it. Thank you, Doug.
Listen, you can take that, by the way, to your Los Angeles listeners on your morning program there. I bet you could win over a lot of people in the audience with that discussion.
I feel like enough listeners in the whole world have already heard this morning.
Really?
You know, it doesn't need to go to more people.
I think it does. I think it's the future of the planet.
While you're sitting in L.A. traffic, you want to learn about cow poop?
That's it. Yep, that's the deal. This portion of the program, by the way, I'd be happy to hear, is brought to you by Martha and Marley Spoon.
Oh, man.
Talking. Why not? Oh, come on. This is good stuff. You got to know. And this is, by the way, where the good food comes from. Fields that have really good portions of microbes and stuff in them from the cow poop.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh ingredients, fresh food straight to your door. Pretty easy now to cook a healthy meal. Just pick up your iPhone right now and text the word FORK to 246-810 and get three free meals as part of Martha's new free taste test. Get you started on the program at Martha and Marley Spoon. FORK is what that's the text. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK. If you're one of the first 100, you get your free meals right away. Text FORK to 246-810 and enjoy as you're eating the things from Arthur and Marley Spoon, the lesson from Uncle Dougie about how good food is produced. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Hey moms out there, with Mother's Day here, it's time you put you and your health first. After all, you're the one who takes care of everyone else. If losing weight is a part of your health plan, then check out what women are saying about Calitrin.
Within about a month and a half, I started noticing a difference. My clothes started fitting loose. I couldn't believe that you could actually take a supplement and have better bone and joint pain go away with weight loss.
My name's Kathy, and I'm taking Calitrin since probably about April. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14, almost to a size 12. And it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication.
See, you can do it too. Just visit Calitrin's website at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. And use the promo code MOMWIN. That's M-O-M-W-I-N to save on shipping.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We're talking a little bit here off the air. It's good for on the air. The impact of all these tornadoes. I think I told you on Monday or Tuesday when I got back from L.A. that we went 700 miles out of our way flying around the tornadoes that were going through these same areas that we just described a few minutes ago. The tornadoes were at 60,000 feet, which was pretty, that's pretty high. It's about 25,000 feet higher than they normally would go. And with that, the debris that they're raising is going much further up into the atmosphere as well, a couple of miles up into the air, some of the debris at 10, 12, 14,000 feet, the stuff that is floating around. Can you imagine what happens if that comes back to the Earth, the impact that it has at the speeds that would be generated by that kind of weight falling 2 miles? It's like think of a car. Sounds like a scene from a Fast and Furious movie, but that's really kind of what it is. And we were talking about cows a minute ago. This is not being facetious. You go through these areas, the cows are picked up and killed, and you know the average dairy cow probably weighs 1,000, 1,200 pounds. Imagine what happens when that weight comes back to land on the surface of some roof of some building.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes is right.
Better hope you have American Home Shield.
Oh, you want to do a commercial for American Home Shield?
No, I'm just saying, you better hope your insurance is paid.
Oh, come on, let's do a commercial. All right, so what parting words do you have for us, Jennifer? Anything that is going on today that we'll talk about tomorrow?
Well, now I just deleted my story because you made my trending story about cows, but it was about the trouble that Theresa May is in, big time, in England. Apparently, she's got herself, like, barricaded in a room. She's trying to count votes. Another Brexit vote failed on her yesterday.
Do you guys see yesterday, apparently, Nigel Farage said he was trapped on a bus because people were attacking him with milkshakes?
Yeah, that's what they're even stopping. They won't sell milkshakes at the McDonald's in London around Parliament because they're throwing them at people.
When is someone going to milkshake me? I want a milkshake. Come on.
Who wants to waste a perfectly good milkshake?
Milkshake, exactly. 21 at the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Oh, Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Time for our Thursday throwback music segment. He's come around quickly. I love him. Can't come around. I would like to do this every day this time, Victoria. You think you can arrange that?
Nope. It's too much of an invitation for you to sing.
Sounds like a defiant answer to me. All right, well, anyway, let's take advantage of the top five songs that were fabuloso during this week in 1965. They're all great songs. That's Miss Brown, You Got a Lovely Daughter by Hoyman Zermatt, Peter Noon, and the Clan.
She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good.
Sounds like a chipmunk singing.
This guy is one of the most irritating. He does a three-hour segment on Sirius on the 60s channel on Saturday. Awful. And he hosted one of those music things on PBS with T.J. Lubinsky. He was pretty annoying there, too. But anyway, there's some nice lyrical content to this song. This is like the part we're at right now. Crank it up again, Carrie.
Well, I'm feeling fine. Don't play song. Don't say she's broke my heart.
I don't.
This sounds like a five-year-old singing with a big British accent. It doesn't even sound real.
Number five. That's Herman's Hermits with Mrs. Brown. Number four belongs to a group called the Beatles. You may have heard of them. Right. Remember, this is the second last week in May, 1965. Beatles were enjoying their second year of popularity in America and around the world. So this song, this is an okay song. Not bad, but not their best. Just interesting story. Ticket to Ride, number four this week in 1965 by the Beatles. There you go. That's Paul, by the way. All right, next up, number three. It's a fabulous song from the Supremes. I actually bought this 45. I remember buying Motown. I think it was the first Motown tune I bought. I used to have a large collection of 45s that got tossed out during the previous regime. So I don't have them anymore, but they were
all
scratched up. You know? The house was cleaned when... It's time to move, you know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, the Beatles, And then the Supremes. Now that gets us into the number two position. Sam the Sham and his Pharaohs. This is one of the dumbest songs ever recorded. Yeah! Woolly Bully! Woolly Bully. Woolly Bully. Story about one of my bulls on the farm. See if you can figure out the lyrics.
Are there any lyrics to this, really?
It's just kind of slurring through the words. You got $100, you can figure out the lyrics.
Yeah, right?
Woolly Bully! There's the beat and the silly organ music and stuff. All right, so here, up and coming, one of my favorite Beach Boys songs. Number one this week. Actually, number one for a couple of weeks in a row. Hep, Miranda! This is one of the most... There's something about this song that just sends me... It is fabulous. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help, help. That's Brian Wilson. With Al Jardine and Michael Love singing harmony. Just listen to this story here if you haven't heard it. Boom, boom. It's so typically Beach Boys. You love the Beach Boys story, huh?
I do.
I bet Fancy Nancy likes them, too.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
That was my very first concert ever. I was
what
in
was
like fourth grade. Yeah, my mom and dad took us to see the Beach Boys.
Uh-huh. Help me, Rhonda. Help me get you out of my mind. All right, calm down, Jim.
That was a rough one.
Help me, Rhonda.
Every Thursday.
Past the hour. Stay tuned for this next week's Throwback Thursday. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hey moms out there, with Mother's Day here, it's time you put you and your health first. After all, you're the one who takes care of everyone else. If losing weight is a part of your health plan, then check out what women are saying about Calitrin.
Within about a month and a half, I started noticing a difference. My clothes started fitting loose. I couldn't believe that you could actually take a supplement and have better bone and joint pain go away with weight loss.
My name's Kathy, and I'm taking Calitrin since probably about April. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14, almost to a size 12. And it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication.
See? You can do it too. Just visit Calitrin's website at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. And use the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly tornado outbreak late yesterday continued overnight in Golden City, Missouri. Three people were killed. In Jefferson City, Missouri, they're still assessing the damage.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles, roofs of businesses. There are several businesses on our south side that are trying to assess how much damage there is to the building.
That's Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams. At least 80 tornadoes have broken out since Monday, and more bad weather is expected today, perhaps stretching as far east as the mid-Atlantic. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, will be released from an Indiana prison today after doing 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He was captured in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The ladies of the day are getting over my singing from the last few minutes.
I don't know that we'll ever recover from your singing.
Oh, come on. Thursday is upon us, the Doug Stephan Good Day way to bring goodness into your life. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, and a couple of quickies while the ladies get over my magnificent voice and all the things that come with our focus on the some of the moldy-oldie. I was thinking of the Turtles, actually, and some of the songs that they had during that era. Because today is World Turtle Day, created by American Tortoise Rescue, organization that works to protect turtles and tortoises. So what's the difference, I'm going to bite on this, between a turtle and a tortoise? Ladies, you're among the all-knowing groups. Pay attention to this sort of thing. World Turtle Day, tortoises and turtles. There is one soft, one saltwater, one freshwater?
No, I think, tortoises live on land. And then turtles, there's a bunch of different variations of them, I think. But some some live in water. Some turtles live on land. So I think a tortoise is a type of turtle, but it's just land dwelling.
A tortoise is a type of turtle.
Versus like a sea turtle or a terrapin or something else that's in the water.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They all have the same background, though. They've been around for millions of years, this species. And some of them can live to be 200-300 years old. You knew that, right?
Well, the Galapagos Islands have all the super, super old tortoises in their natural habitat. And some of them are a couple hundred years old. That's unbelievable to think about an animal being a couple hundred years old.
Well, plus the fact they've been around like sharks forever on the planet. Long, long time.
They're prehistoric,
This day, World Turtle Day, is aimed at bringing you knowledge about... That's why I asked the question, because I never really knew, thank you, Karen, what the difference was. Turtle, I don't study. Turtles didn't. At any time, I tell you anything there is to know about a cow, but I don't know anything about tortoises and turtles. So what I do know, I remember us driving down a street in Ashland 3 or 4 years ago, and there was a turtle that was crossing the road, and the Meredith said, "Oh, well, stop. We've got to," and I waited and held it. Actually, I got out of the car and held up the traffic going the other way because there was a tortoise going across, or a turtle, whatever it was, going across the road. And somebody sure as heck would have run over this thing if we hadn't stopped to let it get to the other side of the road. But it took a while, but it was just, as I remember the incident, you know, it was just emerging onto the road when we stopped. And that's the kind of thing. Why would you not want to respect this animal? Some people would think it was great sport to run over it. We all know creatures like that that are stupid enough to want to do some bring harm to a harmless animal. There are the pond that I had at the old farm had snapping turtles. I don't know how they ever got in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would rescue any turtle off the road except a snapping turtle. Stay the heck away from them.
Well, you don't have to get close to them. You just give them
their... They eat dogs. Like snapping turtles.
Big turtles.
They get big, and they're pretty mean.
Yeah, nasty. I mean, it might be okay if you hold them in the middle, like far away from your body, but they've got really sharp jaws and claws and a big tail. No thanks. They're scary.
Okay. So then should we forget about turtles in general?
Well, I love turtles. I mean, I
You don't know. How do you tell the difference between a regular turtle and a snapping turtle?
They've got a pretty big shell. They're normally bigger than a normal turtle. I think they've got kind of like a curved beak-like thing. So you can normally recognize them. They're not like a cute
little
turtle.
It's almost like a bird beak.
Yeah. Mm. But there are lots...
Go ahead, Karen.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I love turtles. I went to University of Maryland, and we're the terrapins. So
I was going
to
say, I feel like you know a lot about this.
That's right.
More than the average person.
I love turtles in the springtime.
I went scuba dive or snorkeling with sea turtles in Hawaii, and those are just beautiful. And they're so pretty. And it's horrible when you see the images of all the plastic in the ocean straw that's stuck in their nose, and it's really heartbreaking.
And then it's taking its toll on the turtle population.
Absolutely. Yep. They're finding dead turtles all over the place now.
Who knew there were 330 different kinds of turtles, though? I didn't know that. This is a good way to find out a day like today. Aquatic, semi-aquatic, as Kara was saying. Some turtles tortoises live on land. I think it's good to know. This is another thing. This is the kind of stuff you should be teaching, if you're a teacher, youngsters in school. So that's the turtle story. Meanwhile, researchers are tracking a great white shark that has shown up along the coast of Long Island Sound. 10-foot great white shark spotted deep in the sound, one of the first of the ocean predators that researchers have ever tracked in that area. OSearch, which is a nonprofit that tags and tracks sharks, that'd be a fun job to have, huh? I'd like to get up close and tight with a shark and put some kind of a tag on them so you can follow them. They also follow sea turtles, speaking of turtles, other marine animals. So these people, OSearch, have found this shark off the coast of Greenwich in Connecticut. Tuesday, the shark was off the south shore of Long Island. A current visitor is a sub-adult male shark. I wonder how they know that. How do you tell a male shark, seriously, from a female? Can you see? Is there something that shows up on a male shark that you can't see on a female shark?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
This shark, actually, I was on OSearch, and I was, because I love Shark Week and I love tracking sharks. I have an app and everything called Sharktivity. But this shark is, it went so close to land, it came within probably 10 feet of the shoreline, all the way into, when you look at a map of the Long Island Sound, it went all the way in to land, and then it doubled back, went back out, went back around to the south shore of Long Island, and then headed down towards New Jersey, and then I think it sort of did a turn, and I think it's headed towards Rhode Island, the last, I think it's, yeah, the last I heard.
That scare the crap out of the people who are out in the water.
You know what?
A small boat or something.
Well, yeah, and there are large. The female great whites are always bigger than the males, and there are a lot of large female great whites all around the East Coast shoreline. And they're, you know, look. This is yet another effect of global warming that we've overfished. We've polluted the oceans. The sharks have no choice but to come closer to land to look for food.
Humans.
And, well, they don't, we're not even on their
radar. Actually, they don't bother you. If you don't bother them, they will not bother you, pretty much.
More or less, yeah. But they usually take a bite, and then they realize that it's not, that we're not what they want to eat, and they swim away. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But they don't, like, consume a human.
The Meg, then the Meg will eat them.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so that's the story. And by the way, I think one of the things that's interesting about all this, you put the information together, then the shark's name, for those of you who want to Google it, is Cabot. You can Google Cabot, see where he's going. Let's Google whiteness teeth. Put those together, and when you Google it, you'll come up with power swabs, because power swabs is the most effective way to whiten your teeth. It is the whitest, most advanced teeth whitening system on the planet. The original formula was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger, a dentist, and he was using it on his own patients, then he sold it to other dentists, and now it's available for everybody. Just have to call 800-208-1797, use the DJV code, and you can buy it at half the retail price. Why would you want to do this instead of do something else? Because there's minimal sensitivity involved with it. You're not eating away at your enamel. You don't have to put a tray in your mouth and keep it there for a half an hour. No strips, any of that stuff. Let's get at it. Let's make sure our teeth are as attractive as possible so we can feel like we are attractive as possible. Online? No. Available in stores? No. Available by calling 800-208-1797? Yes. Whiter teeth help you look younger and better. Get power swabs now. Do it the natural way. Call 800-208-1797. Get it at half the retail price.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 after the hour here on the DJV program, we're going to spend some time talking about cybersecurity, especially if you're going to be traveling over the Memorial Day weekend, planning your travel for this summer. We have with us Caleb Barlow, who's worked with a lot of customers, knows firsthand about the threats that we're all responding to. I want him to help us, I want him to explain, have us understand the most complex security issues. Victoria, you'll be all over this. Yeah, he's the architect that created IBM Security Cyber Range, and so he has this information, tips on how you can safeguard your information during the travel season. Caleb, welcome in here. The travel industry, transportation industry, is a gold mine for hackers. Why is it so easy for them?
Well, Doug, if you think about it, travel data like passports, payments, travel itineraries, flight manifests, loyalty rewards, all of that personal identifiable information, even things like the schematics of how airlines are built, all of that is of interest to hackers.
All right. So What we have this weekend, especially, we got 40-some-odd, I guess close to 50 million Americans going to travel over Memorial Day. This weekend maybe is a good way for us to start out the summer. Why don't you give us some tips? What do we need to remember about protecting sensitive information as we launch off into the travel season?
Well, Doug, let's talk about what happens when you go to the airport. So one of the first things I want people to remember is when they've got that ticket or itinerary, don't leave it in the back of the seat on the airline. Take it home and shred it, because the barcodes on those tickets contain a whole lot of information about you, your travel itinerary, even your loyalty rewards number. And, you know, loyalty rewards is an example. It's estimated that $1 billion a year is lost to crime related to these loyalty programs.
So, that, you know, I was just thinking about that. I usually keep, I don't just leave my ticket on the plane. A lot of people leave them in the cubbyhole. But who knows, Victoria and Caleb, that there's this much information. It's kind of like when you, and I guess the same thing applies. I travel a lot, Caleb. And I rent a lot of cars, and I am loath to leave the receipt you get. You know how they, when you turn the car in, they give you this little printout from their little waistband thingamabobber there. That's got all kinds of information on it as well.
Well, you know, and it's not even just the information. And, you know, if you're not leaving those receipts behind, you're a savvy traveler, Doug. But also, let's think about, you know, when your phone is low on battery, and you're like, oh, I got to make a call, but I got to get this phone charged. And you know those USB charging stations you see all over the place now? Some of them even have cords attached to them.
At the airport,
especially.
You want to avoid
those things like a plague. Because
bars have them everywhere now, too.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the thing you want to keep in mind. When you see a USB, remember, that can pass both data and power. So it's very easy for a bad guy either to set up a charging station, to manipulate a charging station, or you can actually buy a cord on the dark side of the internet that will take over and install malware on that device. So the thing you want to always do is bring your charging block with you, plug it into the wall, because then only power is going in and you know you're safe.
Who? It's almost like they intend, they being the people who make these devices, they're almost contributing to the delinquency of the people who steal your stuff to the hackers, like they're working together.
Well, I don't think they're working together so much, Doug, but, you know, it certainly is enabling us to not think about security in a robust way. And, you know, even little things like not leaving your devices unattended. You know, when we looked out there, we found that about 45% of business travelers actually bring their work laptops with them when they go on vacation. And all of that sensitive data is coming with them. Leave that stuff at home.
Yeah. And so that's one. You got to be vigilant. There's no question about that. You got to be aware. And that's what's so hard, because these things become like a part of us. They're attached to our, look at all the people everywhere you go, looking at their iPhone, looking at their iPad, looking at things that, you know, 15 years ago we'd actually be talking to people. Now we don't do that. So we got all of these things around. Every move you make is almost a risky move. You're in danger in some way, shape, or form. So what's the website where we can go from IBM to check out some of these tips, Caleb?
Sure, IBM.com/security. And you can learn a whole lot more about what we're doing to protect people and businesses around the world.
IBM.com/security. Thank you. Caleb is here. It's the whole business about traveling, you got to be careful. Use your head, common sense, 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Another Chucker classic. So there's apparently some kind of a revival of The Shining. That's what this is, the theme from The Shining. Shining was a movie and a TV show, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
I don't know about
Jack
a TV
Nicholson
show.
Was in the
yeah, he's
movie.
In the movie. Yep.
Right. Yeah. He was a caretaker with his wife, played by Shelley Duvall. That was a weird thing. She'd been everybody's darling on... Cheers show. And then she played this kind of weird wife. She's played a lot of weird things, but I don't know. She was
Isn't she the one who played Olive Oil?
Olive Oil, yeah.
Yeah.
Same one. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, The Shining was out in 1980. Stanley Kubrick directed, Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall and Danny Lloyd. Scatman Crothers. How many of you remember Scatman Crothers? Anybody remember? Nobody but me, probably.
I have no idea what that means.
Scatman Crothers was a black actor who was quite the character, frankly. If you'd ever seen him in a movie, you would remember him. He had moves. He had likability, the big, white, wide grin. You know, he's one of those very memorable character actors. Barry Nelson was in the movie as well. But it's kind of like, from the weird department, like Clockwork Orange or Silence of the Lambs, Alien, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've never actually seen it. I've always been kind of scared because I live in, I've lived in apartment complexes, and all of them that are a little bit older have kind of creepy carpet and not great lighting. And I've just seen that scene with the twins in the hallway, and I'm like, nope, I don't need to see it and make it worse. But I guess they restored the movie and showed it at Cannes, which I'm assuming is why Chuck was going to talk about it. But I don't know. I guess it's a cult classic. I don't like horror movies.
I don't either.
I didn't think it was that scary, though. I just recently watched that a few years ago. I'd never seen it, and I didn't really... I scare pretty easily. I didn't think it was that scary. I thought it was more like a psychological kind of thing than an actual horror film.
Yeah. Well, Chuckers, we can't find Chucker, so we thought we'd go through the background
the twins got
of the... Of the Shining, the twins may have gotten him. The Shining, though, just looking at Jack Nicholson and the outtakes or the pictures that came from that movie, any of the promotional things from him, just look at his face. Look at his eyes and his demeanor. You think about how wonderfully well, you go back to The Silence of the Lambs, or any of these movies where the characters portray these horrible psychological people. Anthony Hopkins, one never thought, at least I didn't, that he was capable of playing a role like he did in Silence of the Lambs, plural. It just is, spooky stuff. And I'm like you, Victor. I don't want to be scared. Yeah. I want to have a good time at the movies. All right, actress Kristen Wiig is in the news today because she announced yesterday that she would not star in a movie. She was supposed to be in a film project that was to be shot down in Georgia, but because of the abortion law, she said, get lost. I'm not going to go to do anything in Georgia, never mind add to the state's coffers.
A lot of people are doing this. She's not the first one, neither.
There's three or four states that are going down this road. And I don't get it in this day and age. What it is, it becomes, I guess, moderately political in a conversation on a program like this, but I just don't get it.
Well, apparently it's even been admitted that these bills that we keep, these heartbeat bills, are they're by design, they're being put forth now to make them go up to the Supreme Court level. And essentially, they want to overturn Roe v. Wade. And this is what, this is what a lot of people have been afraid of was going to happen. That's why the Brett Kavanaugh nomination was to the Supreme Court was extra heated beyond the Dr. Christine Ford's testimony, because people, there are a lot of people who are concerned that Roe v. Wade will get overturned.
Jason Bateman said he would not work in Georgia. There are a number of people on both sides. A
lot of stuff gets filmed in Georgia.
Yes, they have a big film industry there. They did before this happened. Interesting to see if it has an impact socially on whatever, other movie projects. I just think I don't have a problem with this. I think people ought to be expressive if they feel like something like this is not in the best interest of the public at large. I kind of would agree with that in this circumstance. I understand what you're saying, Victoria. I hope that's not the case. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program with Doug, Victoria, and Kara.
With the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocketman tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocketman in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.